so job hopping isn't real. We can just start there.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Straight Shooter Recruiter Podcast. I am your host and producer, Emily Durham. It's a one-woman show, okay? Always has been, probably always will be, but that's okay because today I am extra excited and extra cozy because I'm recording on my couch, which for the most part I do every week, sure do, but this time I'm actually recording it with video. So if you're listening and you're like, oh my God, I would love to actually hang out and feel like we're having cozy recording vibes together, go over to my YouTube channel because I'm going to be posting the show on YouTube this week just for funsies. I'm on my couch, I'm with my blanket, like life is good, it's after work, and I actually got 5 different questions about this, 4 of which were from podcast listeners. And if you're interested, you can always submit your question to me with the link in the description of this episode. But I also got a question about this from one of my coworkers. And at first I was like, girl, are you trying to tell me something? Are you going to quit your job? But it was a really interesting question. And it's all about job hopping, the notion of job hopping. Is it real? When is it time to quit? And that's what I want to dive into in this week's episode. Do not forget to leave a rating and a review for the show on whatever platform you listen to. And if you're watching on YouTube, hey, comment your favorite lunch item. I'm in a lunch mood these days. I've been enjoying noodles lately. So tell me what your favorite, made my laptop rest in peace. Tell me what your favorite lunch item is in the comments and let's just get into it. Okay, let's get into this week's question of the week. If you're new to my show, I always answer the questions that you submit in the podcast. And sometimes I cover different topics as well as answer your questions, but this one is too good to not dedicate a whole episode to. So without further ado, dear Emily, in your opinion, is it actually a bad look to job hop? I've been at my current company for 2 years and have been unable to grow due to lack of opportunity. The general vibe is wait it out. The opportunities will come. Things are changing. But I just feel like being stagnant isn't doing me any good. I don't know whether to be patient or to try to find another job, but I don't know if it's more foolish to stay in a place where I don't feel like growth is attainable, or should I leave and go to a place that might have different job security? All that to say, do you have any advice when it comes to changing jobs, leaving companies, and when to be patient? Thanks so much. Love the show. Thank you. It loves you back. Let me be so real. I actually don't think that job hopping is a real concept and is a real thing at all. Job hopping, in my opinion, is something that people made up in order to retain talent. And let me explain to you what I mean. Specifically, when you think about how expensive it is for a company to hire a new employee, you're talking about all of the manpower, like people like me who are recruiters, hiring managers who have to go to interviews, all of the lost revenue from not having someone in a position while you're recruiting for a new person. It is really expensive to hire people. It's actually way more expensive to hire externally than it is to retain people at your current company and upskill them. But instead of actually giving people room to grow and jobs they want and fair wages, what companies do is they try to scare you with this tactic, and it really is fear-mongering, to say, oh, well, if you quit your job, it's going to be seen as job hopping and it's going to be really difficult for you to find another position. What they're actually trying to do is cover their asses. Literally what they're trying to do is keep you at a company for as long as possible because it's cheaper than hiring externally and it's cheaper for them on your salary. Another fun fact, did you know the best way to maximize your earnings is actually to leave your employer every 2 to 3 years? Yeah. And some people would say that that's job hopping. Mm-hmm. Do you see the connection here? They want to keep you at the same company for as long as possible, because on average, most companies will give you a 2 to maybe a 7% salary increase at the end of every year if you're performing well. That's great. We love that. However, if you go external and recruit get recruited at a different company and you interview, chances are you're going to make 10 to 15% more than what you currently are making. So not only will you make more money if you leave, you are also going to have access to more opportunities and new projects and bigger networks. It's actually a really good idea for your career to move employers pretty regularly. First thing I want you to do, and this is kind of why I shared a bit about my opinions on job hopping, is I don't want you to feel guilt for thinking about leaving a company. What is making you loyal to this company? Like, why are you loyal to this organization who has shown you with their actions and not with their words that they're not actually going to invest in your career? Because you've been asking for opportunities, you've been doing more work, you've been performing. Why aren't they giving you these opportunities? It's because they don't exist. And they want to keep you around cheap, by the way. They want to keep you around and save money in order for them to not have to hire someone else to do the great job you're already doing. At the end of the day, that's what it is, okay? I don't like that they're kind of dicking you around is kind of my philosophy. I would personally say, give it 6 months. Have a very firm conversation with your manager and say, here are my career goals. Is it possible for us to meet them together? If the answer is yes, oh, amazing. Stick it out. And if they haven't made the adjustment in 6 months, you're gonna leave. You're not doing your employer a favor by working for them. You are performing a service for a fee, and if you died tomorrow, they would replace you by Tuesday. And I'm recording this on Monday, so. Hi, Emily. I've been following you for a long time, and from the bottom of my heart, I'm a huge fan. Thank you. I love the way you approach things. Thank you. I myself have been provided with an HR recruiting internship opportunity, and it would be really helpful to get your insights on how I can manage the work efficiently as a recruiter, as this is my first ever internship. P.S. Be as blunt as possible. Your words have always helped me to understand the harsh reality and make my own way. I love you, and thanks for congrats on getting promoted. I love you too. Thank you so much. Oh, maybe I should make a story time on getting promoted. Maybe I'll add that into the end of this episode. But my friend, first of all, congratulations. I am so excited for you. Your first internship is not easy to get. I would almost argue that's one of the hardest things to do, is to crack into the workforce right away. So I'm really, really excited for you. Congratulations. And you picked a great profession because I love recruiting. Here are the things that I did as an intern that really helped me convert my internship into a full-time job. And that's also how I got into recruiting, was through my internship. And I did such a good job, they kept me on forever. The first thing to do is get obsessed with learning. Your job as an intern is not to have all of the answers. Don't pretend you have all of the answers. Ask questions. Get mentored. Find mentors. Like, the best thing you can do is find people who you look at and say, damn, they're good. Shadow them. Have a coffee with them once a week for the entirety of your internship and come prepared with questions. Don't just sit and talk about the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, although it is a great season right now. What you need to do is come prepared with specific questions that you want to learn from them. What are some of the technical skills that you learned that made you a great recruiter? What are some of the things that you wish you knew at the beginning of your career? All of those questions are super helpful. So find a mentor, be a sponge, and don't be obsessed with having everything right. Make sure you are the kind of intern who is proactive. Don't make people ask you for things twice. If your manager puts you on a task and puts you on a work stream, whether it's like pulling a report or answering an email, don't wait for your manager to follow up and ask about the status of the work. Proactively give them updates. Hey boss, I know you gave me that report to run and you need it by the end of the week. I've had it for a day. Here's my progress. I look forward to getting it to you by the end of the week. Over-communicate and always give people visibility on your progress and what you're working on. The reason I think that's so helpful is it shows people that you are working on things. If not, in your radio silent for 5 days, they might think you've forgotten. Your boss is going to start to think, oh, she's not on top of it. She's not good. She's not that sharp at this. Meanwhile, you actually are working on it in the background. If you don't communicate, people don't know what you're working on. And that's your responsibility, to be a proactive over-communicator. I started doing this when I was an intern, probably a month into my internship, because I saw someone who was frankly much smarter than me doing it before I was, and she got great results. But she would always ask people at the end of meetings, any feedback on how I can improve based on what you've seen today? Most times nobody had anything, but everybody walked away saying, wow, like, she was really on it. She really wanted to learn and grow. And the only thing that you can hope to be seen as in your internship, or like the impression you want to leave, is that you are smart and that you want to learn. That's it. No one is expecting you to be perfect. So go in there, hustle, work your ass off, ask a lot of questions, and report back, because I definitely want to hear if you liked it. Okay, and little story time update. Like one of our listeners mentioned, I did get promoted, and I actually might make a full episode about this, because I worked my ass off for over 2 years to get this promotion. I was initially hired at Intuit, the company I work at, as a senior recruiter, and I've been promoted to a principal. And there are maybe, I think, 10 principal recruiters at the whole company. Like, it is not an easy thing to do. I worked so hard, and I really was trying to communicate my value and my skill literally every time I spoke to people. And I think that was a big part of what helped me get promoted, was quantifying my work, sharing it with senior leaders weekly, and also finding things that gave me a unique value proposition. So if you're looking to get promoted, think about what you do that goes above and beyond the scope of your 9-to-5 job that adds unique value to your company. Part of why I got promoted is I believe, because of my social media. Like, obviously the company is not promoting me because I have a social media following, but I've been teaching the company on branding, on marketing, on how to tell great stories. The communication skills that I have are largely because of this podcast and my YouTube channel and socials and whatever. All of that really helped me get promoted. So I would highly recommend, if you are someone who's considering trying to work towards a promotion, really find the thing that makes you special and over-index and sell that. But if you want like a full episode, I can totally do that. It's so dark outside. I kind of want to show you, but I don't know if you'll be able to see the view from my balcony. It is pitch blackout. I'm exhausted. I've had a long work day, and all I wanted to do was grab this here mic and chit chat. And we did it. Is this what my hair looks like? Oh my gosh, guys, I dyed my hair back brown and I feel like me again. However, I cut it way too short and I'm a little bit miserable. I'm a little bit miserable, but what are you going to do? Anyways, I cannot thank you enough for taking the time to hang out with me. I love spending time with you. Thank you so much. Don't forget to leave your rating or your comment. Interact with me. It helps this page grow. It helps me grow. And tell me the content you want to see by clicking that link in the description of this episode so that I'm able to answer your questions or cover those topics, whatever it is. Other places you can find me are on TikTok and Instagram at Emily the Recruiter. If you want to read some of my writing, I'm an author at Canadian Business Magazine. That is all online. And you can check me out posting here on YouTube at least once a week. So thank you so much, and I will talk to you in my next video.